Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host. He is the self-proclaimed king of sports, a king who would rather drink his crown rather than wear it. With a career spanning almost 30 years, he has been known in some circles as the Betty White of sports radio. Here he comes to wreck the day, Mr. Bobby Harton.
To me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
You play a crushing love song to go with our crushing quiz.
This is a crushing love song?
And by the way, people, leave me alone. I get this text. Next time Carolina loses, I'm going to put a mirror in front of you so you can see the pure devastation and disappointment and crushed spirit. Yes, that's me. When Carolina loses, is the entire nation devastated? No. That's my point. I can't think of one sporting event involving a U.S. national team that makes Americans act like these British people acted yesterday when they lost.
I think I'm looking at...
Somebody mentioned the 72 Olympics when we were robbed in basketball by the Russians. We were mad. We weren't crushed. We were mad as hell about that. I don't know if we were crushed, if we'd have got beaten straight up, outright. Yes, because that'd been like the first time, that was still like the first time we ever lost. I'm not talking about, to compare me being upset after Carolina loses, I'm talking about an entire nation.
Yeah, this is an entire nation, but coming up, I'm looking at the top 15. What does it say? Top 15 deadliest sports.
Deadliest sports.
Riots of all time. In the U.S., the furthest we get is number 12. Detroit, Michigan, when the Pistons beat the Bulls. 8 people were killed.
Okay, but the nation streets. Wasn't crushed, yeah, because the Bulls lost?
I'm saying that's as far as we got. Now, you go further, and number one... it's Constantinople.
Yeah, they fell hard, didn't they?
Yeah. Thousands were killed. Before that, Lima, Peru, during a soccer game.
Was Rome burning on there? Did Italy lose something?
Peru and Argentina. Peru was down by 1 heading into the final minutes when a goal that would have tied ended up being disallowed, inciting fans to storm onto the field. 320 people were killed.
I mean, these British people, I get it. Soccer's a big deal.
Apparently.
Over there. Remember those teams were trying to form that Super League, whatever it was called, and the fans of the teams got mad and started just rioting in the streets and stuff? I don't know. That 72 Olympics when the Russians stole the gold medal from us. Stole it. Kept adding more time on the clock until they won, basically.
See, I wasn't.
It was obvious to everybody. We were more mad. Who is calling me? And I've got my volume down.
Putin, he has a word about the Russian situation.
It's the Queen.
Oh, Bobby. We did not steal metal from you, Bobby.
Leave my ugly teeth people alone. Oh, God. Anyway, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. We are at the All-Star break, so let's take a look at the standings here in the American League East. Red Sox, 1.5 game lead over the Rays. Blue Jays are 8 back. Yankees are 8 back. Orioles are 26 back. American League Central, White Sox have an 8 game lead over the Indians. They've won 5 straight. The White Sox have. Tigers are 15 back. Twins are 15 back. Royals are 18 back. in the American League West. Astros 3.5 game lead over the A's. Mariners are 7 back. Angels are 9 back. And the Rangers are 19.5 back. Now, National League Mets have a 3.5 game lead over the Phillies. 4 over the Braves. 6 over the Nationals. Nationals, they've lost 4 straight. And the Marlins are 9 games back. Brewers, 4 game lead over the Reds. Cubs are 8 back. Cardinals are 8 back. And the Pirates are 18 back. Giants, 2 game lead over the Dodgers. Padres are 6 back. Rockies are 18 back. And the Diamondbacks are 32.5 back. I'd like to be 32.5 games out of first place at the All-Star break. 26-66 are the Diamondbacks. How do you sell tickets in August in a desert? Of course, they've got a stadium that closes, so I guess it's not too bad there. But so that's where we are as far as the standings as we enter the All-Star break. Again, the Braves losing to Cunha, that's tough. But they're only 4 back. I'm not counting them out. And we'll just have to see how they play. They open up with the Rays and Padres. Got the Rays this weekend, Padres first of next week. So they'll be tested early when they get back to playing. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bob. Listen, hey, man, I'm a big fan of yours, and normally I defend you, but the reason that Britain is so mad about losing that match to Italy is because England invented soccer. Dude, that would be like us losing. Hell, we were bitching about losing that, you know, exhibition game against Nigeria.
What? Oh, is anybody upset about it? Does anybody think the United States basketball team is in trouble?
No, I'm just commenting on you're like making fun of English people. Listen,
don't get me wrong. I'm not making fun of them. I mean, I just don't know if if an entire country, talking about the United States, is as passionate about a sport as Europeans are in soccer and South Americans are in soccer.
And they're not, because it goes back to World War II. You know, when England beat Germany in that semifinal, that might have been the biggest sporting event in Europe in the last, like, 30 years, because it means that much. My mother is from London, so I'm biased. I love soccer more than most people. And let me tell you something. The English fans, they are pissed off losing to Italy in the damn soccer finals. And it pisses everybody off.
Right.
It would be like, anyone. Pick your American sport, and we lose in Europe to anybody.
I mean, again,
Again,
that is my whole point. They are more passionate about it. I don't know if that's a sport where the United States would lose, a national team would lose, where it would crush the country like England losing to Italy. I'm not making fun of Britain. I'm just trying to make a point. That would not happen in the United States.
I know. Okay, that's cool, man. But you know what? Well, check this out. My English grandpa was part of the crew that invaded Sicily. They did pretty good over there, so I'm out. Goodbye.
Okay. that is my point exactly. I don't know if we're, you know, if there's a sport out there. Now, we would never know in soccer because our United States men's team would never get that far. And our women's team dominates.
Yeah.
But even when the women lost a couple years back, I didn't see a crushed nation.
No.
I didn't see a nation that had its soul ripped out. I'm not making fun of the English people or any soccer people. I'm just saying I don't know of a national team that its fans are as passionate as they are with in South American soccer. I don't know of a sport that we're as passionate about. 843-721-9500. And regardless of how upset I get after a Carolina loss, which quite frankly happens way too much. It has nothing, that's not even in the ballpark of what I'm talking about. 843-721-9500. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon?
Good.
It's probably not the deadliest as far as the biggest body count, but one that would probably catch a lot of people's attention, especially if it happened nowadays. I think this was in like the late 80s or early 90s. Colombia, their soccer team, national team, had a match, and their goalie missed like an easy save, and they executed him.
Yeah,
like,
killed
in the
him.
Parking lot after the game.
Right.
And to the caller previously, he does realize that Dr. James Naismith invented basketball in Springfield, Massachusetts. Right.
Right. I mean, if for whatever reason in the Olympics, I think way too much was made of the men's team losing to Nigeria the other night. But if they don't come away with the gold, I don't see a nation that's just had their soul ripped out.
You know why? Because in America, the only privilege that exists is American privilege. We don't have to worry about stuff like that. Those other people, I envision half of England, like Charlie Bucket from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That's all. And I know that's not the case, but here we're spoiled. I mean, everybody, as soon as that game was over, everybody had their face glued to the smartphone for the next 2.5 hours. So they don't care. And my personal opinion is I care just as much about the Olympic athletes as they do about this country, which probably isn't a whole heck of a lot. So I don't foresee me watching much of the Olympics this summer. And it's sad to say, but, you know, if they wanted to really take a stand and use their platform, then they should be sacrificing something, or else people don't really care. You're wanting your cake, and you want to have your cake and eat it too. If you want to protest, then protest. Don't be on the national team. If you're going to be on the national team, then there's other things that go with that. But I don't really know what to say, other than, you know, maybe they'll do something that'll surprise me. I don't know, but I'll let you go.
Okay. All right, appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right, we need to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm just looking for an event, a sporting event in United States sports history that just devastated the entire nation. I can't think of one.
The callers didn't have to hang up. Y'all could have just waited through the break.
We do have a day. Well, while we got the phone lines open, I will tell you right now, be the third caller when we go to break. And I've got four tickets to Wednesday's River Dogs game. River Dogs taking on the Augusta Green Jackets. And I've got four tickets to give away to the third caller. And you can come out here in the station and pick those up and go out and enjoy the River Dogs on Wednesday night. So four tickets to Wednesday's River Dogs game down at Raleigh Park against the Augusta Green Jackets. Again, right now, be the third caller. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Officials are still trying to clear a wrecked Ventura at Paramount. Also, out on Clements Ferry at Rivers Reach on Daniel Island, Dorchester and West Hill, there is an accident being reported. We have debris and a stalled auto, Savannah Highway at Main Road. Apparently, the metal rods came first and the stalled auto came after that. Ladson at Hamburg, a disabled vehicle as well. Heavy traffic continues to build, especially on the Mark Clark westbound over the Donhill Bridge towards I-26. Traffic is brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. 2 locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather. brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny as we kick off another Low Country work week, a high around 87. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 76. Partly cloudy Tuesday with a thunderstorm around in the PM, high again around 87. Looking ahead, partly cloudy all week through the weekend with highs in the upper 80s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Canty Foundation Specialist will permanently repair any foundation and crawl space problems. Call for a free estimate today. 843-484-3625. That's 843-484-3625. Or online at cantyconfixit.com.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Do you have an idea for an invention, but you don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp. They've been helping inventors for 35 years. InventHelp has helped over 10,000 inventors get patents. You can meet with an InventHelp representative who will keep your idea confidential and explain their invention process step by step. And InventHelp's databank includes over 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas.
Call 800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? Tell me.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Hey, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. We're in round 7 of the Major League Baseball draft. Didn't see anything as far as our local kids in the round 6, so we'll keep monitoring this. Damn, man, they fly through this baseball draft.
Of
course, it's over tomorrow. It's 20 rounds, and it is over tomorrow. So nothing yet on Clemson football commitment. Will Taylor, Bubba Chandler, again, the first pick in the third round by the Pirates. And the kid from Dorman apparently had committed to Indiana. This T.J. White kid from Dorman had committed to Indiana. But Brett Carey, Thomas Farr, and Brady Allen, three Gamecocks all going in the fifth round. So that is where we are with the Major League Baseball draft. And we'll keep you up to date with that.
True that.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Well, me, like probably a bunch of other people, they didn't even realize
I had that. We have a bad connection. I cannot understand you. I'm sorry. Try to call back a little quieter or something like that, because I cannot.
I had him turned up. It sounded like he was on speakerphone.
Yeah. Maybe try without your speakerphone or something like that. So do give us a call back. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. It's like Les Miles has left a bigger mess at Kansas. Former Kansas player now says the university offered him more than $50,000 in benefits if he left the program and stayed quiet about harassment he was experiencing for the players on the team. Captain Humphrey said that ultimately university offered to pay his tuition and give him a monthly stipend of $1,289 if he took online classes from his house in West Virginia and agreed not to talk about what happened. They were doing all kinds of, he reported the players for selling drugs. And he came out one time, he'd loosened all his lug nuts on his tires. And he didn't find out about that. He was going down the highway. But you can imagine that. Just arrested. He reported it. And Les Miles said, we settled those things on the field.
Mm.
Or something like that. And then they offered him, again, all that stuff to be quiet. So, if Les Miles, his journey back into college coaching just got a little bit longer. So, anyway, of course, he got fired because what happened at LSU.
Yeah.
Again, more people got fired at Kansas than have been fired at LSU because of the sexual assault violations at LSU. Jeff Long got fired at Kansas for hiring Les Miles. And Les Miles, more stuff about Les Miles, which is kind of surprising. I always thought Les Miles was kind of likable. Won a national championship at LSU. And you never know. Let's go back to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Good.
You were talking about events and that could be devastating as far as sporting events in the United States. I know this isn't a sporting event, but would you throw in the We Are Marshall with the 72 plane crash as a possible devastation point as far as sports history?
I would say that's right up. There have been several teams involved in plane crashes. Oklahoma State's basketball team,
right.
Marshall's football team. Certainly, that probably had more impact nationally than on a loss in any national team sporting event, I would say.
I got you. And then one other thing, and I've been following the recruiting lately. How do you feel about Shane Beamer now as far as the recruiting class for 22? For the 2022 season, it looks like he's starting to build up like what he was when he was here the last time. I mean, the recruits look like they're starting to come in.
Right. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I have not seen these players play one down of football.
Exactly.
You know, the powers that be seem to be excited about it and everything. Looks like he's signing a lot of 3 stars. I think my opinion about stars is well documented. I think that's BS anyway. But
it pretty much is. I mean, you could take a 1-star recruit and he can end up being a 5-star when he's a senior in college.
I think he's out recruiting guys that he thinks will contribute and he can develop, which has been the problem at Carolina under Will Muschamp.
Well, it's been the problem at Carolina for years. It's just not under Will Muschamp. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. Other than that, I'll talk to you later on.
I mean, you can make an argument. Did he develop Kinlaw? Yes. One of the few people he developed. I can name you 10 players on that team that I thought would be better football players than they are right now. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of those guys after this coaching staff has been with them, since they got there. And stuff like that, but I mean, I've never paid attention to recruiting rankings, stars, or anything like that. I think it sets a kid up for unnecessary failure. Put a 5-star on him, it doesn't work out. And what do people say? Well, those recruiting analysts were wrong. No, they call the kid a bust. And the recruiting analysts never admit they were wrong. They come back and do it the next year. And here's another thing I don't like about the star ratings. You could be a four-star, sign with South Carolina, and you become a three-star. You could be a three-star, sign with Alabama, and wow, you all of a sudden become a four-star. I think the star system is a joke. I really do. I always have, and there's nothing that has changed my mind on that view. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
It's like the polls, you know. You don't go by the polls. You go by what happens on Election Day. But I don't believe in that star system because of the fact that you don't know what the player does till they get on that field and start playing.
You may not know till 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I trust Shane Beamer to do what's best for the university.
Look what he did with Wyoming. He's a great coach. I mean, that whatever that league was, I heard it was a tough league because you never know how a game's going to come out. Wasn't that the Big 12 or the Big 10?
He was at Oklahoma. He was assistant coach at Oklahoma.
Huh?
He was an assistant coach at Oklahoma.
Right, but what league was that? Was that
Big
12?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
So, you know, I heard that was a tough league because you never know what.
Yeah, it's okay.
Huh?
It's okay. It's not the MAC.
Right. But those are still tough games, man. But I think Shane Beamer's going to be better than 7-5. I think he's going to do 8-4.
He goes 8-4, they ought to build a statue right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and order it now.
What's that?
Statue.
But anyway, I trust Shane Beamer. He's going to do well with the team. So
I think he will. It's going to take time.
And, sure.
You know, it's going to take time. And, you know, we'll just have to see. And thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. I don't know how many games they're going to win, but if we go 5-7, I want to see how we play in those 7 losses. If we get our butts handed to us like we did last year, then we haven't made a whole lot of progress. You can say, but Bob, they won 5 games. Huh. They also got three non-conference games on the schedule this year. You got to remember that.
Yeah.
I want to see how we play in the losses. I want to see who we upset, if we upset somebody.
I want a riot.
I've said it a million times. If you remember back, and I don't remember what year it was. It was one of Joe Morrison's early years. We went 3-6-2 and probably played some of the best football at that time I can remember Carolina playing. They were competitive in almost every loss. You know, it's just 3-6-2 sucked, but you saw a glimmer of hope. And I think that's what Carolina fans want right now. They want a glimmer of hope for the future. Who knows? New coaches come in, crazy things happen. I'm not going to sit here and tell you we're going to win 8 games.
But it would be nice.
I think if he won 6, if we win 6 games and we go to some punk bowl, I don't care. I think that's a success.
Yeah.
For this team. Go 6-6, go to a small bowl game. I think that's a big step. And then again, in your 6 losses, if that's what it is, how do you play in those 6 losses? You get your butt beat by, you get pounded by Kentucky. You get pounded by a Tennessee team that's in disarray. Then we're not making the progress that I was hoping. But I don't think anybody knows till they hit the field on September 4th against National Powerhouse. Let me remind you, National Powerhouse, Eastern Illinois. Them boys are bad. I'm telling you. We got to take a break, don't we?
Yeah, I was about to say it's bad that Scotty Osberg is about to call.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Lowdown from GoDown.
Hi, I'm local real estate investor Daniel GoDown, co-owner of CRP Real Estate and Charleston Rental Properties. If you're a residential real estate investor, you know time is money. CRP Real Estate is here to guide you every step of the way. We're a top-rated team of licensed agents, home improvement contractors, and property managers, offering a streamlined service to get you the best return on your investment. Contact us today.
CRP Real Estate at 843-594-1031 and crprealestate.com.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
The Outback Wilderness is a brand new kind of Subaru, built to take you further off the beaten path. It has 9.5 inches of ground clearance paired with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus the climbing power of a 260 horsepower turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine. Discover adventure, elevated, the all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. Information and inventory is online at cruisesubaru.com and at Cruise Subaru on Rivers, just past Northwoods Mall.
Cannonball!
To keep your pool in top shape this summer, stop by All Seasons True Value on Folly Road in James Island and Maybank Highway in Johns Island for your salt chlorine testing kit and all other pool supplies. Big box stores just can't give you the service that All Seasons True Value Hardware's friendly and knowledgeable staff can.
For all your hardware and rental needs, come and see my papa, daddy, and uncle at All Seasons True Value Hardware. Just ask Grinnell. Behind every project is a True Value.
The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant, a Charleston institution since 1963. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 in the morning to 8 at night and Sunday 7 to 3. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant at the Charleston City Marina on Lockwood Drive. That means one of the best views in the city. When diners write reviews, you'll always see words like great views and good food. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
This was a recommendation for Scotty's walk-up song. We'll see how he likes it.
So we're auditioning walk-up songs for Scotty? That sounds good. All right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. Right now, best time ever. If you want to sell your home, low inventory, not many houses on the market, and ones on the market, selling fast, many times $20,000 to $30,000 over list price. And with today's low interest rates, you're actually able to buy more home. Because of the low inventory, many people are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that new home. And that agent is my friend, Matt O'Neill. Jim and Carol, they needed to sell their stunning $1.25 million home. They put the house on the market with a different agency, waited and waited and waited for 264 days. Didn't happen. Jim and Carol realized they needed a different approach. They called Matt O'Neill. Matt and his team used their superior marketing skills, able to sell the home in just 3 days at full asking price. Matt is the only agent in town that'll give you a strong guaranteed offer on your home in just 24 hours. He also has another option. Mount will give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. Be the all-cash buyer who wins the offer on your dream home by taking advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to this show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300, 843-900-7300, or you can go online to mattoneillrealestate.com. A couple of state guys, Colin Davis out of Walford, seventh round to the Mariners, and Parker Shavers from Coastal Carolina, seventh round to the Cubs. A decision he'll probably regret. Kidding. Let's check in now with our buddy Scotty Asberg over at Channel 4 Sports. Scotty, how are you?
I'm good. Now I'm flat out confused. We're in the seventh round now, pick 219, the last pick of the draft just now. The Twins just picked a guy named Jake Rucker out of the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. They don't even have a baseball team. So this one I'm trying to figure out tremendously. It says University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. He's a fourth-year junior. UTC doesn't have a team. We've been covering the SoCon for years. We don't see UTC play. So I have no idea where this guy is coming from.
They just changed it to Tennessee. Oh, my draft record, yeah.
There it is. Good. I was sitting there figuring out. I'm like, what am I missing here? Is this guy getting drafted out of the dorms? Or what's going on here? Because I'm sitting here, waiting on Daniel Brooks from Bishop England. Obviously, his stock is fallen tremendously. I would think if you're Chad Holbrook right now, you're probably, I don't know, confident, but I would think relatively confident you might be getting him. You know, I think he was expecting to go in the third round. Third round slots are looking, you know, the $870,000 to, you know, $600,000. Where we are now, it's already down to $195,000. So I'd venture to think we might be seeing Danny Brooks for a little while longer here in Charleston.
Yeah, I think a lot of these kids, they put a price out there, and knowing that if they don't get it, they're just going to college. Guessing the same thing that the Will Taylor kid with Clemson. Haven't seen his name picked yet.
I think the difference there is that, I mean, Brooks's dad has been very vocal on social media that he plans on signing. None of the tweets have been about, or none of the posts have been about, going to CFC. I mean, obviously he's committed and signed there, but his dad's been very vocal about him, you know,
right,
being very much signable. So, I kind of wonder, what's the hold up here? Because we're right now coming up on the last pick of the seventh round. Still haven't heard him. The other guy I thought would go relatively early, I don't know. I just texted the coach. But I thought R.J. Pettit, the starting pitcher for Charleston Southern, would go relatively early. I mean, he's 6'8", 300 pounds. He throws heat, and he had a really good season this year. So, I don't know. I don't know what the holdup is on some of these guys. I have, you know, and I would think everybody now has negotiating power, as you, unless you're a 50, you know, really everybody does, because everybody has that year they can go back for COVID. So I don't know. I don't know what the holdup is. We go to the eighth round right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to figure out. I mean, Kevin Copps, the National Player of the Year.
Yeah.
He goes in the third round. So, I mean, these scouts, I mean, I don't read scouting reports, so I don't know.
They know what they're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, they really do.
They know what they're looking for. And I mean, it is amazing how, you know, it sucks to be a righty. I mean, that's the one thing. It's funny. It's like you say, it sucks to be a righty. I would venture to think that any one of these guys that's pumping 97, the difference between being a righty and being a lefty is a couple hundred thousand dollars. So, you know, I don't know. I'm looking at this Boston pick here. It's 226. It's five from now. I know Brooks from Bishop England went up to Boston and worked out last week. I don't know how many guys they brought up there, but he did work out at Fenway last week. So maybe they have an eye on him. I have no idea. But you know, we'll see what happens. You know, you always want the best for our kids and to be happy. But look, I mean, there's nothing wrong with college baseball. And look, now you can get the NIL stuff. So if you're marketable enough, you can make some money. And look, you talk to a guy like, I mean, I think the perfect guy to talk to in a situation like a guy like Drew Meyer. You know, he gave up potentially first-round money out of high school, and I don't think he would trade that experience he had at USC for anything. So, it's a win-win for guys that have already signed with schools. I mean, you either go to school and have a great couple of years and get a degree, or you make some money in the draft. But where we're at right now, actually, a kid from USC Upstate just went, Jordan Marks. He was really good. I shot him the night he pitched against CSU. I think he threw like a two-hitter. Just went to Detroit. So, I think any one of these guys, you're in a good spot, and we'll see.
And you never know what Major League Baseball teams are looking for, their needs are, and just like we've seen what Major League Baseball did with the minor leagues, they're going to spend the least amount of money possible.
Yeah, of course. That's natural in business. In any business, that's natural. And look, it's a different development system now with the new minor league structure and only a 20-round draft. It's a very new development system that they're in. So I mean, maybe they're looking for guys who are going to, who have already developed in college. I mean, I have seen a lot more college players than high school players. There's no question about that. And, there's something about guys that are somewhat developed already having come through colleges. And you don't have to develop. I mean, you don't have the Appy League anymore, and you don't have the Pioneer League anymore. You don't have those leagues anymore. So those real, real, true developmental leagues, you don't really have. What a great name just got drafted, Creed Willems. I like that. That's a great baseball name, Creed Willems.
Oh man, so how was your weekend?
Good weekend. I got sucked into the golf with Lucas Glover. Congratulations to him. That was very cool. Good win for the Bucks last night. Caught some of that. I guess those were the big things that I didn't watch the soccer. I'm just not much of a soccer guy. I can't get into it. When I have no rooting interest in it, I can't get into it. It's just not me. And I know people were going nuts on the soccer stuff. My Twitter timeline was just blowing up. But I don't know. I couldn't really get into it. I watched some Wimbledon. I watched the golf. I watched the basketball. But I couldn't get into the soccer thing. And I saw your tweets that the ESPYs sucked. I thought the Maya Moore story was good, but I knew it already. But I thought it was pretty well done.
Right. I mean, some parts. I want to be entertained. And I wanted to be a celebration of sports, and whoever the host was just not funny.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. You're absolutely right on that.
You
would
have got to be funny, get a comedian to do it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I like the heartstring stories. I mean, the Maya Moore story is, I mean, there's not many stories I could ever think of that are crazier than that. I mean, she worked for, 4 years to get the guy released from jail and then married him. I mean, unbelievable story. I mean, we're not talking about a menial player. We're talking about the best player in the league.
And just gave it up, walked away from it. Yeah.
Gave it up, got the guy out of jail, won the thing, and then... and then married him. It's incredible. Oh, that's cool. A guy just went from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. That's where they had the huge shooting a couple of years ago. It's going to be an interesting story. Gavin Conticello. So, that was an incredible story. Well done by ESPN. So that was good. But, weekend was good. Spent a lot of time with the kids and some time out on the water. And, it was very nice.
What you got for us tonight, Scotty?
So coming up tonight, I thought we would be leading with Daniel Brooks. I don't know if that's going to happen now. I kind of have him slated in there. I thought he'd go higher. That's an interesting one. A kid just got picked out of the Carlos Beltran Baseball Academy, known for their academics, right? I thought I was in the lead with Daniel Brooks. We'll just kind of see. He's got a round and a half left to go today, and or two and a half rounds to go, and No, around, what is it? He goes through 10 today. So, yeah, so 2.5 rounds to go. Then also, you know, the interesting story about tonight's Charleston Battery game playing down in New Mexico. Troy Lassane, head coach of New Mexico, a former Battery player, a former College of Charleston player, a fixture for two decades in the soccer world in this town. So that was very cool. I caught up with Troy today about how much it means to coach against Anheuser tonight and what this game means to him, and had a nice conversation with Troy. So we'll have that. We'll talk a little bit about Lucas Glover. And then just keeping an eye on the draft. I don't know what we're going to have. We really have no Low Country ties up until now. Obviously, a couple of Gamecocks win. It looks like the Bubba Chandler guy is already signing with Pittsburgh, so Clemson's not going to get him to go play football, just because he's already said, he's tweeted a handshake and said, I'm a Pirate. So my assumption is he is gonzo. So we'll whatever comes up, we'll have soccer tonight, Home Run Derby, looking forward to it tonight, and we'll have it all covered.
All right, Scotty, we'll be watching, man.
All right,
appreciate
good.
It.
All right, see you. Bye.
All right, before we go to break real quick, USC Upstate's Jordan Marks drafted in the 8th round to the Detroit Tigers. So another state player gone. So we'll take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Issues on the roadways right now include wrecks that should be getting cleared shortly. Ventura at Paramount and Clements Ferry at Rivers Reach. Dorchester at West Hill, there is a wreck as well. A disabled vehicle, Ladson at Hamburg, and then there's a problem, Savannah Highway at Main Road. Apparently, there were some metal rods in the roadway, and now there are metal rods in the roadway and a disabled vehicle. So do be very careful out there. Watch for heavy traffic as it tries to build on those major routes home. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Call 843-829-HURT. That's 843-829-4878. Remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny as we kick off another Low Country work week, a high around 87. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 76. Partly cloudy Tuesday with a thunderstorm around in the PM, high again around 87. Looking ahead, partly cloudy all week through the weekend with highs in the upper 80s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Paul Senior of Orange County Choppers. One thing bikers have in common, we don't put up with no BS. That's why, after a motorcycle crash, you should call these guys, the Joy Law Firm.
Take it from Paul Sr. At the Joy Law Firm, we'll shoot you straight every time. If you don't need a lawyer, we'll tell you. If you do, we'll help you.
And that's no BS. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
What started as a small backyard millwork business over 80 years ago is now Charleston's go-to for custom millwork and building supplies. That's the Southern Lumber difference, and that's why they use Anderson Windows and Doors. Anderson products are the strongest, built to survive Charleston storms and keep out the summer heat. Experience the Southern difference at Southern Lumber today.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manion was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the 5 words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manion Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians who go out of their way to find a way, who help others with the help of others, who bounce back after each setback, who make good on good intentions, through Travis Manion Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Welcome back to you, Fendalk, here on this Monday afternoon. We have our first Clemson Tiger going into draft, James Parker, eighth round to the Seattle Mariners. So we are in the eighth round now. Again, 10 rounds today and then do 10 more tomorrow. And we'll be done with the Major League Baseball draft. Used to be 40-something rounds. Now it's only 20. Cut all those minor league baseball teams. So baseball's a different world right now, as Scotty said. This is our Fan Talk brought to you by Candy Foundation Specialists. If you have a problem, Candy can fix it. Give them a call at 843-484-3625. This is the time of year we get a lot of rain, high humidity. Crawl spaces, they're breeding grounds for mold and rot. They cause structural damage, air quality problems for the rest of your home. So when you get home sometime this week, take a look on your house. If you see standing water, you probably have a problem. Don't worry, Candy can fix it. Give them a call, 843-484-3625, for a free no-obligation estimate from a contractor you can trust. You can check out all their services at candycanfixit.com, or you give them a call, that number once again, 843-484-3625. Our number is 843-721-9500. Lots of baseball notes going on here at the All-Star break. Yesterday in the Braves game, Marlins pitcher Pablo Lopez struck out the first 9 Braves hitters. That is the first time that has happened since 1884. That's a long time ago. 1884, the last time somebody struck out the first 9 batters. So that kind of set the tone for the Braves' loss yesterday. Shohei Ohtani is going to be a busy man. He's in the Home Run Derby tonight. He'll be the starting pitcher tomorrow and also be the leadoff hitter. He's going to be the designated hitter as well. Max Scherzer announced as the starter for the National League. I will say this, and I think what they did pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta was BS. I don't think the Atlanta Braves or the fans of the Atlanta Braves. I was planning on going to the All-Star game. I've never been to an All-Star game. I think it was wrong that they pulled it. That Major League Baseball got involved and pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta. But I'll watch it. I watch the All-Star game every year. And I'll watch it tomorrow night. I won't like it being in Colorado. But I'm going to watch Shohei Ohtani tomorrow. Why not? Kid's got 33 home runs, leads the majors in home runs, and he's going to be the starting pitcher for the American League All-Star team. And the leadoff batter. I mean, what he's doing is just phenomenal. Stuff. I mean, it's not, you're not going to see a player for a long, long time come up and do what he is doing. You're just not. So I'll watch the All-Star game. I think it's BS that they took it out of Atlanta. I don't think baseball and politics, and the Atlanta Braves and their fans had nothing to do with the voting laws in the state of Georgia. Nothing. You're punishing a lot of people that had nothing to do with the situation there. Nothing. You hurt a lot of businesses by pulling it out of Atlanta, and you robbed me of a chance of going. I was going. I wouldn't have been here today, or I'd be doing my show from Atlanta somewhere, because I was going to the All-Star game. How often do you have the All-Star game this close to Charleston? And when are they going to ever give it back to Atlanta?
They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
I mean, I think it's absurd, but I'm not going to not watch baseball, and I'm not going to watch stop watching the All-Star game. I enjoy the All-Star game. It's the best of all the All-Star games. The players actually try. So anyway, Florence Darlington Tech's Hunter Parks goes in the eighth round to the Cincinnati Reds. So just trying to keep up with the state players being drafted today. So we're almost at the end of the eighth round right now. So again, we'll follow this in the next hour, but we need to take a break, and we'll be right back. We got Bobby Harrell coming up at 5:10.
Yeah.
So again, we just had that storm. So you might have some questions. So
I'm ready.
Bring them on. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You've got a friend in the used car business.
Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 on certified pre-owned finance from GM Financial, 6-year warranty, 24/7 roadside, and more. Find new roads, cruisechevrolet.com, and Cruise Chevy on Rivers.
Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service fee and then get overcharged for the service. Always look for the red ribbon logo to know you're dealing with a genuine Overhead Door Company. Call Door Systems of Charleston for all your commercial and residential garage door repairs or replacement. 843-266-6051 or visit overheaddoorcocharleston.com.
What's going on, Charleston? Mike Warner from Electronic Merchant Systems. As we start to bounce back and return to the norm, let EMS help your business. By partnering with us, you can take advantage of things like same-day funding, free point-of-sale systems, QuickBooks integration, and no-fee programming. That's right, eliminate those card processing fees. These are just a few things offered by the best credit card processor in the Lowcountry. Same company, same name, Google us, Electronic Merchant Systems, and see for yourself why EMS is simply the best.
If you drive a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
Your auto glass should always have a clear view. That's why you call Clear View Auto Glass free mobile service. Their friendly certified technicians will do an amazing job on your windshield. Locally owned Clear View Auto Glass saves you time, money, and works with all insurance companies. That's why Charleston has trusted Clear View Auto since 1996. 843-569-3300. That's 843-569-3300.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
There's no point in crying over spilled milk or soda or even spaghetti sauce for that matter, especially when you can take advantage of the Don't Stress the Mess sale right now at Carpetbaggers Flooring. Save 10% on flooring products and get special financing. See store for details. From carpet to hardwood, vinyl, and laminate, let their experts find you beautiful flooring that stands up to the toughest messes. Carpetbaggers Flooring. They're so much more than carpet. Locally owned since 1992.
Baseball,
Your first place River Dogs are home all week. Bring your dog tomorrow with $2 hot dogs and beer. Free tickets for military and family on Boeing Military Appreciation Night. Kick off the weekend with Budweiser Thirsty Thursday. Tickets at riverdogs.com.
River Dog Baseball down at the show.
River Dog Baseball down at the show.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 when financed with GM Financial. Yes, we are. Bumper-to-bumper warranty and more on certified pre-owned vehicles. CruiseChevrolet.com and Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
WTMZ, 98.9 FM. WTMZ, 910 AM and 94.7 FM. W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.